football on Off the Ball.
And sadly, Irish football, out of the 55 federations, when you line them all up, is the third most underperforming nation.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
This is News Talk.
Now we're building up to the Bank of Ireland Leinster Schools Cup final between Blackrock and St Mary's. Delighted to be joined with Johnny Murphy. How are things?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Exciting times for the schools rugby scene. You've been in and around this for a long time, obviously coaching and playing yourself at one point as well. This is a nervous time for those involved, coaches included, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is. It's great. It kind of starts, you know, it's some guys, you know, you plan for 6 years in terms of teams when they come in, and then you build up to the competition itself. And I suppose the extra kind of jeopardy, the fact that it's an open draw every round now, creates that. And I suppose the first hurdle is always the hardest, because it's just that extra pressure to get into the pot for the quarterfinals. But yeah, they're in a stage now where they're looking forward to big day out, a lot of logistics around that, from planning, going to the stadium. You get certain times, you get to kind of do your team run there, and all of that. So it's it's really exciting times. And once you get on a run, you know, you get into quarterfinals, semifinals, the kind of positivity and the enjoyment from past pupils, from parents, from the school itself, from all the kids from first year up to sixth year, the players that you know, the just their friendship basis, it's a really, really cool time.
We'll get into the semi-finals, I suppose. Two great semi-finals played out before this final, but the day itself and the build-up, you were obviously a coach in 2020 with Newbridge, and you got to the final, and now COVID kind of ruined that experience for you on the day, but that build-up, it must be so different for the players. Like, I suppose the whole thing, the whole competition is such a massive thing, but once you get past that semi-final, I know we were talking before we started this, that it just changes. It's almost professional.
Yeah, it does. And I think that there's a logistical side to stuff that, you know, we would have, I suppose, for our team, they hadn't been there in a long time. I think it was 20 years or 25 years and then 50 years since they won it. So there was a lot of logistics around, okay, what's going to happen straight after the game? Where are the parents going to get to meet? Do you want to go for dinner up there? Are you going to come back home? There's a lot of stuff like that needs to be kind of just spoken about, I suppose. Rock, obviously, they're thereabouts most years, so they have a clear plan to that. Mary's haven't been in a final in a while, so there's a lot of stuff around that. Then there's obviously little things around kit that you have to get right for the final, be it embroidery, all that kind of stuff. And it's a fairly tight time window. You don't want to be preempting when you're in a semi-final and it's just then the minute the kind of final whistle goes and you're in that stage, then you have to get all that logistical stuff done, and then you have to get down to the nitty-gritty from a coaching side of things, prepping, looking at all their other games, trying to get as much kind of footage as possible from kind of the Leinster. You know, every game is shared in every round of the Senior Cup, so you have to kind of get a lot of your work done, get a plan together, and then kick on from there.
Inherently, I suppose, you kind of mentioned it there, Blackrock do have a slight advantage over Mary's in this final, just based on pure experience of the day itself. How much do you see that playing a factor?
Well, I think it is a big factor, like prepping for today. Like, there's guys who returned from last year's cup final. You know, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You know, there's nearly 10 guys coming back. Four of those guys have been in South Africa with the Irish schools last summer, /19s. So they have that experience of that big day, and one, being able to enjoy that process of what's to come and embracing that. So the nerves might might be a bit easier for BlackRock in that perspective compared to Mary's, that you know, it's their first cup final for a while. So they've been knocking on the door, but I think this, you know, they've had a good bit of success over the last three or four Junior Cup campaigns. So there is that experience of knockout and final rugby, and then when they've got, they had two guys in South Africa themselves last year, and another three or four that have come back from last year's SCT. So, but yeah, that experience will stand. Like, people forget, as much as goes into it, and they are treated probably like professionals outside of their school time. You know, they're 17, 18 year old young men. So being able to understand the feelings of the nerves on the pitch and the lead up to that, how to deal with that, how to deal with when momentum shifts in the game. That's a big, big part of schools rugby, and people kind of, they forget that because it's such a pressurised environment, that when a game is in the melting pot, particularly a final or a semi-final, it's who can control that, those momentum shifts that probably comes out the side. And that just comes with the nature of dealing with 16, 17, 18 year olds.
I suppose the flip side of that is that there's a little bit of pressure on BlackRock to make it happen every year. And with Mary's, is this 27 years since they were actually in a final.
Mm.
Or sorry, that they'd won it. Mm. They haven't been in a final since 2008. Does that play a factor at all, that the pressure is on BlackRock? I know there's obviously a culture there, 72 time winners, you know, it's built in them.
Yeah,
but at the same time, there is a pressure there to go and do it.
I would say it's probably more of an expectation rather than a pressure. And I suppose, having played and lived with the likes of Andrew Conway and those guys that have won, it's just kind of accepted. So the pressure and the expectation, it's very much, you know, to use a bit of a sports psychology or phrase, like, for them, pressure, being in a final and the pressure of it, is probably a privilege, and they just embrace that because they've grown up seeing so many teams you know, go out and win it, that it's just kind of an expectation. I suppose where that turns into pressure is probably the last 5 to 10 minutes of a game. If it's a one score game, then you see whether there are any cracks in that expectation or not. And I suppose that's ultimately the goal of when you're playing, you know, the likes of Rock or Michaels, you know, just historically over time, it's to try and be within one score within 5 to 6 minutes, and then you see where you can get out of that. And that's where you try and put that expectation on them and create that pressure in the last 5 or 6 minutes.
As a coach, I'm sure you've coached against BlackRock many times. Do you feel the kind of magnitude of that type of team and the history behind them?
Yeah, well, I think that is something for the schools outside of, you know, the historical top six, that you have to get over. And it starts when you play them from Willow Park and first year the whole way up, that, you know, the blue and white stripes do just have they have an aura about them.
Yeah.
And it's to be able to get over that. And that's that can be a big mental challenge. I wouldn't say it necessarily is as big a factor for, you know, the likes of Michael's or Mary's or Taryn Yore. But I do think that, for Mary's now, and in the pre-season they played each other, well, not pre-season, they kind of, their historical fixtures around Christmas time, it was a really, really tight game where Mary's went ahead and BlackRock kind of shaded it towards the end, just got back into kind of the last, it's kind of a nearly a last play win for them. So I don't think that is probably as much as a factor when you're dealing with the top four or top six.
Yeah. The last three games, BlackRock have put up 126 points. What is the game plan going into this game for Mary's? I suppose defence has actually been one of their strongest points. in their campaign this year. Is it kind of like a Scotland game plan against France, and that you just go blow for blow, you understand you can't contain a team like this, or do you stick to what you're doing?
I think there's probably going to be a bit of a double down on their D and their physicality. Like when we played them in the quarter final, it was a really tight game. We had two opportunities to score, one kind of 2v1 just before half time that would have probably lended to be kind of 7-all. And though we had another maul that we just didn't execute in there, 22. Those two, like, they were our two opportunities. We lost 12-0. So if you don't take those opportunities, then that's where they can kind of physically, they can get on top of you, and they keep coming. So I think that their defence is going to be really, really important, and doubling down on that to be able to... contain, particularly, I think they're definitely going to have enough physicality in the forwards, and their maul and line out will be able to kind of go toe for toe, very much so. But it's about kind of when they get into that multi-phase, whether their defence is going to be, you know, able to control probably their, you know, probably their back line when they get into that kind of attacking flow, if you want to call it that. So, but I think, yeah, Mary's will be doubling down on very much on that defensive structure that's been so good for them over the last three games.
I suppose that, coupled with the power of their forward pack, gives the platform for their attack, and especially with a great goal kicker as well, like Paul Neary.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a star, let's be honest. Like, he looks very impressive. Obviously, has played Leinster under-18s already.
Yeah.
I think he's in his third season now of senior
cup
action,
like, and he was experience. He was in South Africa as well. He was very good against us. He controls a game really well, and he's got very good, being quite technical, got very good depth perception. So at times he'll take the ball to the line, and he's happy to throw himself in the in the kind of line of fire there and get late hits and bring people on. But then when he's in their own half, he'll take those extra two steps and just kind of ping the corners. He's got a very good scanning game.
Is that just from playing the 3 years now? And
yeah, I think he has that, and I don't think anyone can underestimate the experience that the South Africa trip gives to those 17, 18 year olds. Like, they're going out, they're playing against proper men, and it's a real development opportunity for them over the 2 weeks, and that experience that they get is absolutely huge. I do think next week, I think the battle of the nines and tens, you know, is going to be really, really important. You've got the likes of Luke Coffey and those guys that again, who's in South Africa, so he'd know Neary really, really well.
Brother Oliver as well.
Yeah, he's in the academy, and he's in the he's on a Black Rock team, really good player. So I think the 9 and 10 battle is going to be massively, massively important.
And how much does that lend to your kind of game plan as a coach going into a game like that?
Well, I think you can rely on both of them to be able to kind of deliver, like, from a Rock perspective. Luke to get his team around the corner, get them in, make good decisions around when to kick, when to run, and kind of manage the tempo very well. I think he does that. I think, and then you flip it to Mary's, the control that Paul Neary gives you in bringing other people onto the thing. And I think the kicking game is going to be really, really important for them to be able to find kind of space and win that kind of 10 metre in between the two tens, win that space. They did that so well against us. And we ended up having to kind of, in the last kind of 20 minutes, really trying to repeatedly throw shots from our own 10 metre, and they just kind of gobbled us up. And that kind of got them the try the last kind of 8-9 minutes, you know.
It feels like a game in which Mary's can't let Blackrock get a fast start. I suppose against Terenure in the semi-final, they went down 10-0.
Yeah.
Now Terenure, a great team obviously, but not quite the powerhouse you would say that Blackrock maybe are this year. It feels like they can't afford to have a similar kind of first half that they did in the semi-final.
I think they'll recognise that. I think Kieran and he will really, their coaches will really recognise that, and they'll, if they can get you know, something as simple as getting what they want off the toss is really important, yeah. You know, whether they want to get into an attacking set or a defensive set first off, how they're going to and what they're going to do. They're going to have to throw potentially something slightly different at them and just kind of soak up a bit of that. They do have, you know, 1-8, they have the tactical and technical power to be able to contain them. So it's just the ability to do that for the 70, 75 minutes, you know, is going to be really, really important.
I suppose, obviously, this final is not won at all by BlackRock. What are BlackRock looking at if they're looking at that Mary's team? What's the positions and areas of the game that they're particularly focusing on?
I think they're probably going to look at, getting into their half and then trying to get into their attacking structure, launch into them off Maulls, and you'll see probably a lot of kind of seam plays where they try and get at kind of their tail gunner at the back of the line out. And if they can get them going back, that's where you can kind of get after them. So if they can get on top in their half and play consistently, play on top, getting after them in those kind of 15 meter channels is going to be really, really important. You know, they've got some really good pace out wide with Aiden Vetchens. You know, those guys, if they can get them those one on ones on the 15, I think that'll go a long way to winning the game.
We couldn't have you on a Schools Cup podcast and not talk a little bit about Newbridge. Mm. You're coaching with them this year as well. Mm-hmm. This season didn't go fully to plan.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I think overall we improved really well. It was disappointing not to kind of get a win in the league, and then I suppose we got the opportunity again. We lost in the league final by 2 points to Wesley. I suppose to get the opportunity to play them again in the first round, it was an absolute cracker of a game.
Yeah.
Wasn't good for your heart now, mind you, but and then I suppose a couple of things. We were probably unlucky. Marys were 100% the better team on the day. Conditions came in, and that just, we needed something to kind of, you know, to give us a spark, to kind of light the kind of fire a small bit. And when we didn't take those two opportunities, I felt when they missed the penalty just before half time, we had a good chance to get in, but we just mismanaged kind of the tactical element of it in terms of trying to play down there with the way the conditions were. But the lads are really good. We have, we've got 18 of the start of the 23 back for next year. So, hopefully we kind of, first things first for us, get into the quarterfinal, semi-final of the league, and then be able to kick on into kind of the cup then next year. So it's one of those ones. With us, we're very much a multi-sport school, so there'll be a lot of guys playing Gaelic football throughout the summer. They'll be coming back to us later. We've had a number of guys on the Kildare Miners over the last 2-3 years. Callum Bolton, who plays for play for Kildare at the moment, he was on our cup team that got to the semi-final the year Paddy McCarthy and Gus McCarthy were in that. We lost the semi-final to Rock then. So we have to kind of do things a bit differently and work with other sports where the, you know, particularly the top six in Dublin, they have the ability to say, look, you can pick one or the other, where I'm ringing around all the Gaelic football coaches and some of the Clare coaches to try and get a bit of time into them kind of coming towards September, October.
Who are your next stars? And not to put any pressure under on any players, I suppose, but you've produced some pretty decent players, the Prendergast brothers, Mangans, Billy Bone.
We've got a good tranche kind of coming forward. Jamie Bahan was in that trip to South Africa. He's Billy's younger brother.
What position is he?
He's a prop. Tight head for us will probably end up in the kind of pathway moving across to loose head. Okay. He's in the Irish 19s kind of shake up, so he's finishing school this year. And then from Irish schools, I'm coaching the Irish clubs and schools this year. We have a couple of guys in the Irish schools Breen Dunnough, who's actually John Fogarty's nephew. Right. He's a hooker. And then we've Luke Kelly, winger. He's an exceptional talent, power and speed, and just can do stuff that no other people can do. He scored a couple of tries in the first round this year. He's only in fifth year. And then we've Michael Kenny, our 10. He's in that clubs and schools mix up. And then Johnny Martin is in that clubs and schools squad as well. He's actually my nephew. And Tom Martin, his twin brother as well. They'll be in the Leinster programme. So we've a couple of guys. Be nice to see Jamie kind of progress into the 19s, obviously with Billy doing so well over the last couple of weeks.
Back in the Ireland squad again.
Yeah, back in the Ireland squad again. So it'd be nice to for Jamie to have a bit of bragging rights at home at this time. And then the following year, probably, I'd say the likes of kind of, you know, Luke. Luke definitely has the physical capabilities to step up to the next level. So hopefully he can stay fit and end up down in South Africa.
What's the secret sauce in Newbridge? Because it's an exceptional amount of talent coming through there in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I think it's, again, it's kind of embracing that multi-sport opportunity. We have guys that can do things differently because of their, in particular, their Gaelic football background. So Tom and Johnny Martin, my nephews, they would have both been in kind of Max Rainbow's, Anthony Rainbow's son. They would have all, he plays nine for us, they would have all been Luke Kelly as well, Peter Murphy, Jack Garvey. There's a load of guys that would have been in that kind of Kildare on the minor team then last year. So we have a makeup of, you know, real athletes, I suppose. What we lack in the sense is kind of monster second rows or just that size that some of the other teams have. So with that, we have to play slightly differently. Reese Ruddock is our defence coach. He coaches with us, and we're aggressive. We're very aggressive defensively, and I suppose that lends itself that even if you potentially lose a contact, you're still winning the gain line. Yeah. So that we have, and then we look to play quite a lot. Sometimes, I suppose as you saw in the quarterfinal, we probably play a bit too much. Yeah. So we just have to manage that. We've got generally have a really good kicking game. Like using Callum as an example, Callum Bolton, like I knew Callum wasn't potentially going to be AIL or professional rugby player, but I knew he could kick the ball 50 or 60 yards. Yeah. So playing him at full back for us was a huge, he was so safe in that backfield, big strong man, kick really well, obviously really fit athlete, run the ball well. So there was a lot of, Emmett Bolton was coaching the 20s at the time. There was a lot of kind of conversations. Okay, Emmett, what can you do this week? What can you not do? What can he? And the preference for Callum was always football. And we accept that. There's going to be guys like that that we know could potentially play for Kildare for 10 or 15 years. But we want to give them the opportunity to play with their peer group in fifth and sixth year and hopefully go on a bit of a journey. So our big thing is around keeping the lads playing, and then I suppose kind of coaching them in the sense that we play a bit more because of our size, our speed, but we also kind of teach them, I suppose we want to coach them, rugby can be played in loads of different ways, and that they can be quite adaptable. So when they go into different sports, they understand coaching process, they understand coaching theory, they understand different technical and tactical ideas, and being able to embrace that. So that's kind of one of our big things.
We could nearly turn this into a Kildare rugby podcast, to be fair. Yeah. There's so many lads, even just out in Athy as well, there's plenty of lads there. We won't do that, maybe for another day.
Yeah.
But just about Mary's, when you did play them earlier in the season, did you see them going all the way? Obviously, we said earlier on, 2008 was their last final. Yeah. Did you see them?
Yeah, to be honest, I always felt that the top three were Rock, Mary's and Terenure. I think for me, I felt going into it with pre-season and having seen games, I thought Terenure were probably the favourites.
Okay.
And they, I think Mary's performance against them was exceptional. I always felt Mary's were going to be thereabouts. When we drew them, we felt we 100% were like, we can get a scalp here and do that. We just needed a little bit of luck along the way. Yeah. We didn't get that. But yeah, they would have been the top three for me. BlackRock, I suppose historically you wouldn't have said they're an absolute, you know, they're a star generation rock okay. team. But that's not in any way downplaying how good they are. Yeah. It's just, but what they are is they're an excellent team that are very aggressive, very big physically, and trying to contain them is very, very hard, as you've seen by their last kind of three games. Yeah. So, and I would say probably the whole is probably greater than some of their parts in that way, and they play a really astute, smart way with some proper power and speed out wide. So it's probably slightly different to what they've been over the last couple of years. But yeah, I'd say they're probably slight favourites going into this weekend.
You'd say so, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I think just in terms of what they have all round, they probably, for me, they're just slight, but it's, I'd be talking, if you were doing a handicap, you'd be talking 3 to 4 points, you know, like yeah. you're talking a one score game, you know?
Okay. And as far as a score prediction, do you see it high scoring, low scoring?
I think it's probably going to be something like kind of, if Mary's can contain them, I think it's probably going to be something like 19-15 or something like that, where okay. Mary's will be pushing towards, trying to get them towards the end. And that's where it comes down, that last 5 minutes. If they can be within 6 points, then they'll have a proper shot.
Okay, so St. Patrick's Day. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great day. Like, yeah. You know, the crowds that they get, they're massive. Like, even when we got to the final in 2020, like, our side of the stand was sold out in about 3 or 4 hours. There was guys who were doing GoFundMes, getting back from Australia and yeah. all sorts of stuff. So it's an incredible day. And, you know, like it or loathe it, it is really kind of, it shows the standard that's available, that's on show, and it really is something that kind of showcases how good the standard of rugby is within the school game, you know, overall. And I think you watch the Munster side, you know, Prez are an exceptional, Prez Cork are an exceptional team in Ulster. Again, exceptional. It'll be great to see the three of them go at it after thing, but I suppose a lot of Sixers have bigger things and more yeah. important things on the line when it comes to exams.
That is the one thing. Thanks, Johnny, for joining me.
Cheers.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Man. Thank you.
Rugby on Off the Ball
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
This is News Talk.